Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. And as Joan mentioned earlier, we'll miss Melinda today. And she's got a sick doggy.
Yeah, she does.
So, you know, we feel bad about that. And they've been, this one's been around 14 years. So anyway, welcome to our 10th session of Ascending Masters of Light, dated July 17th, 2022. Each session, as we move forward now, will build on the energetics and concepts that we put in place in our previous sessions. In our last session, we were informed that the interweaving process can be used throughout the entire five triadic system, and it's invaluable. It's a valuable asset to use as individual creators of Christ consciousness. Also, the triadic system provides each individual with the opportunity to use the entire 14 chakra system to alter the third dimensional density and create a fifth dimensional body of light. Now, it also increases our ability to navigate within more than one dimension and more than one dimensional sequence in our light body. The first step that we learned was to use the massive original undifferentiated light energetics that stream from the creative realm of the all that is. As an individual creator in form, we must bring these non-physical original energetics into our energetic field and then into our physical chakra system. We accomplish this by using the first, second, and third rays of creation. When we use the triadic system, we create what is needed, and it has the potential to bring each of us into dimensional sequences of the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth dimensions. The Council of 12 told us that they didn't think that we have full comprehension of the value and importance of the triadic system. This system is what will bring us into frequencies of light and energetic potency as we had never considered possible before, and as we navigate our earthly experience in a physical body of matter. Now, as we begin to upgrade and use this valuable creative system, we will be amazed at how we can quickly develop into a masterful creation of form within form. We upgraded the third and fourth triads to 100% light. The entire four triadic system is now spinning coherently in one massive creative vortex of undifferentiated light. The Council of 12 also said that the energetics of the triadic systems have upgraded our consciousness as well as our physical body's energetic united field. They said that we are becoming a stream of one of the very few body types that possess creative light within matter. The light is not outside of us or in the creative realms only. The light is within us. Pretty cool, huh? Now, we can create matter from our own light by differentiating the source of light and our light as the exact replica of a perfect light of source. We upgraded the third and fourth triads to 100% light. Our entire four triad system is now spinning coherently in one massive creative vortex of undifferentiated light. The Council asks us to notice how the seed crystals and the amygdala center of our head are now functioning at a much higher octave than previously. The Council said that the stable and consistent electrical charges that emanate from the fourth triad engage the body's consciousness, and lift it to a more refined level. This is important because when the body is still operating at third and fourth dimensions level, it doesn't have the refinement that is required. Now, the engagement of the fourth triad and the electrical charges alter and refine the state of the physical body's consciousness. The frequency of undifferentiated light alters the body vibratory level, and the specific sound currents of light and color are brought forth. Of these energetics, they can now function in stabilis, equilibrium, and coherence because of the iterations of the fifth of seventh dimensional light templates. They are drawn from the sapphire blue star tetrahedron that resides in the sacred heart chakra in the first triad and made usable in the second. We were then taught how the upgrade medulla oblongata facilitates the refined sound currents that are continually generated from the seed crystals. The sound currents are also drawn from the ninth ray of creation at a significantly upgraded octave. The council then explained that behind the eternal eye, the eye of Horus, is the pineal, where our eternal eye resides. This affects our ability to create intention from a state of Christ consciousness. They also communicated to us that the medulla oblongata sits in the hindbrain near the brain stem. It has many functions because it can create refined sound codes as well as color codes that are appropriate in all areas of creation from the second triad. The medulla has an autonomic function, and we are now opening it to hold the undifferentiated light and to communicate that through the neurological system of the whole body so we can always operate from our divine imagining. The three seed crystals begin to vibrate in resonance with the particular sounds that emanate from the specific colors coming from the undifferentiated light. These sound currents alter the function of the second triad. The entire second triad now begins to continually hum in a coherent resonance with the sound currents produced by the undifferentiated light that resides in the fourth triad slash course of the 11th chakra. The Council of 12 then asks us to put in play the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant, or the Ark of Light, creates a magnificent rainbow-colored arc over our heads, from the medulla through the eye of Horus into the pineal and down through the central channel into the sacred heart. The Ark of the Covenant is also within our entire unified system. They ask us to be aware of the electrical arcing coming from the Ark of the Covenant. This arcing was not perfectly stable or usable by the mental emotional body previously. These electrical charges were designed to create through which we would be in on the basis of that individual. Now, when the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates became available and used, the mental emotional body benefited from this upgrade. The stabilness, equilibrium, and coherence altered significantly the fractures in the mental emotional body and the ability of the brain to function at a coherent level. Our ability to create Zion particles from the electrical field of the fourth triad has now become more useful and will further alter the electromagnetic field of the body as well as the earth. The council then led us in a meditation to create a level of unity within the mental emotional body that will remove some of the fractures of the body. This will create a more coherent mental emotional body. the itinerary for the rest of the day is as follows. Joan will lead us in an open discussion about our previous session, and she will take comments and questions from our group. Joan will bring forth the four archangels.
And that's been changed. Now it'll be, the opening meditation will be done by the League of Michael and the League of Gabriel. They are with us, surrounding us with their light and their energy.
And anybody else that will fit in the room. She will present the many different types of light that have been transmitted to us. Finally, the Council of 12 will be present to teach us about the new energetic light emanation that has been gifted to us. Now, when the Council has completed their transmission, our session will be closed. Here's Joe.
Well, we're all together, and that's all that matters.
That's right.
Yeah, we figured it out. We fixed it, and let's get on a roll here.
That's why we're moving on.
First of all, I have a couple of announcements before we open this up for a discussion. Under the direction of the council that suggested to us that we put off the next teaching session to August the 8th, I believe. It's a week later because they feel like, first of all, what is being given to us today is quite complex and extensive. So it'll take a little bit for us to use it and to start integrating it energetically. Secondly, the next session is going to be divided into two distinct teaching sessions, the upgrade of the fourth triad. First of all, because it is such a complex energetic triad that they are going to divide it into two different teaching sessions. This will prepare us for the eventual opening of the fifth triad. So a lot is happening in our fields and in our consciousness. They are pushing this ascension process full force now. And as you can see, sometimes there are a few distortions along the way, but we are above that and we have a lot of great light beings behind us, because this needs to be put in play in this group's fields, because we are setting the template for the children coming in the next generations. I know we all take this very, very seriously. So I wanted to let you know that those things were on the agenda, and that the next session that we had scheduled is put off for another week. And I'm pretty sure that, let me look at this calendar. I think it's the 7th. 7th, is it?
Yes, August 7th.
August 7th.
Thank you.
So I will post that on our the Facebook page. And of course, we'll send out emails. We've said it now. It's on the recording, so there won't be any misunderstanding. Okay, so everybody take a deep breath. I would like to open this for a discussion from the community about the last session. It was kind of an extensive session too, as all of these are, because they're pushing us to the max. So if anybody has any questions about that or any comments, would be welcome. Colleen, you had something?
Yes, Joan, you said that it's for the children coming in the next generation. Would that be our grandchildren or our great-great-grandchildren?
All of it, because this is going to affect beings coming into a physical form in a human form, backwards and forwards, just like that lineage thing function, you know, when we change a part of our lineage, it affects those souls in our past and in our future. And because we still don't get, there is no past and there is no future. Yeah. It's all simultaneous. But yes, it affects everything.
Wow. Thank you, Joan.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any comments or questions?
I don't even remember our last call. I did it. But the one that I really resonated with was the golden liquid light one. So I keep redoing that one. So my two cents.
Well, I mean, that's a good one to redo. I think these things are something you're going to have to listen to. You're going to have to read the transcripts and you're going to have to practice. It's not about, okay, we did that. We're going to move on to the next thing. It's all interwoven. Everything that we've ever learned is being brought in and interwoven in these upgrades. So it's going to take longer periods, I think, until we get accustomed to it. And our consciousness and our energetics are more stabilized before we have a be able to have a quick turnaround, because this is just too massive right now. And they have told us early on before these sessions started that this first year was all about upgrading everything that we've ever known. And boy, they were not kidding. Mm-hmm. So thanks for the comment, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to, go ahead, Rosemary.
Okay, sorry. I just had a question that... Joan or whoever, if somebody could speak to, I was like working on the lineage in my meditations, both with the genetic lineage, my biological genetic lineage, and then the soul lineage, mm-hmm. because I realized those other incarnations are not necessarily this biological genetics. So is it the same effect on our biological lineage and our soul lineage? For example, if I had a life in Africa or Japan.
That's two different things. Your soul lineage or your spirit lineage is a more refined iteration because you are a soul spirit. You know, you are made in the perfection of Prime Creator. That physical lineage is a genetic physical lineage, and you use different, sometimes you reincarnate in the same lineage time after time or for a certain amount of time for experiences, sometimes different ones. So the lineage is the genetic lineage is about your body.
So that's the one that we are affecting through this specific.
Right, because we're healing the mental emotional body. And so many of the patternings that we inherited, responses, emotional fractures, or thought patterns, were taught to think a certain way in your family or to do things a certain way. Well, this is the way we've always done it. Well, anymore, that's not the case, because it doesn't make it what you should do right now. So, yeah, that's two different things.
Right, right. I'm happy to say that I really do feel my mental, emotional body in a much more complete and robust form than ever before. Right. So that's exciting. I realize that the spiritual lineage is different, but I was wondering if we were also affecting those lifetimes by this work.
I think that's a total choice of the spirit that uses a soul to incarnate. I don't think it's not that we don't have an effect on that, because by affecting the different physical lineages, that does affect the purpose of an incarnation, the purpose of using a specific soul. So that's how that we do affect it in some way, because we're affecting all the genetics of the human, of humans, that, and there are so many different genetic lineages.
Very cool. Thank you.
Very cool. It is very cool.
Hi, Joan. This is Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hi. So I just got a kind of an observation, and maybe there's a question there. When back a session or two ago, when we were revisiting creating the golden liquid light and the nectar, I noticed that it was, the process was different than what we when we originally visited that years ago, and we're taught that, where you kind of brought the light in, and then it, you sent it from your pineal back to your medulla, and it kind of bounced back and forth, and there was this compression. Mm-hmm. And there was, I don't think there was any talk of that anymore. And I feel like, you know, with bringing the white star tetrahedron in, and the light, and then the blue star, that it was just either an upgraded or a different process, it felt like. So I noticed it. I didn't really question it. I just went with it. But I don't know if you had any comment on that.
Well, I mean, a lot has happened since Mastering Alchemy days.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years ago that was. And so our state of consciousness is totally different. And our capabilities of using certain energetic processes is much upgraded. And every time we get an upgrade, it applies to these triads in some way. That second triad really has more of an autonomic function. You use all those three chakras, and the minute you have an intention to create something, they automatically start spinning. And then you have this magnificent light now that isn't outside of your body in the creative realms, but it's in the 11th chakra of your system.
Mm-hmm.
So much different energetic field that you're operating in.
Right. And yeah, and that's kind of this, like I said, I didn't question it too much. It felt more autonomic, like, you know, you didn't have to go through that process. It's just like, you know, bring it down, have the intention, and it's happening.
Right. And you don't even have to bring it out down. It's in your field. That undifferentiated light is in your 11th chakra. So in the next few sessions, we're going to merge all of that triad system into one unified field so that it functions, and you don't have to go anywhere. You just have the intention to use that second triad for whatever the creation is.
Amazing. Works for me. Less to remember.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't have you don't have to look it up.
That's right. It's working. Just do it. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. And my cognitive function is noticeably decline. And for me to just even comprehend or understand something or grab something, I have to release in three times. Is it normal or not? And is there any suggestions for me how I could improve it? I'm taking this brain boost, but it doesn't think working like how. Or maybe material is too complex for my body to comprehend. I'm really having kind of difficulties to accommodate and take whatever the teachings are in the last two sessions.
Yes, and they realize that. We're all struggling with it, to remember it. So to listen again and again, but to practice is really important. And all of these things are geared to upgrade our brain. so the brain can accommodate it. The body's having a hard time. The brain's having a hard time, the physical brain. So it's common. And everybody struggles in different ways with this material now. But the only way to get past that is to be very tenacious about it and practice. And it's going to take a lot of your physical time. I can tell you that because I spend, you have no idea, just to prepare for a class. And so it requires a lot of each one of us.
This is Charlotte. I have a comment on that.
Sure.
Add more water. Your brain runs on electricity of water. Most people are dehydrated. And we're having, because we're using so much, many times people aren't breathing.
Mm.
And so when you're trying to do something and you're not breathing, then your body takes the oxygen out of the water and then you become further dehydrated. And the brain is like the old fashioned battery. If it doesn't have the water, it doesn't make the connections. And so,
and I would add to that, Charlotte, maybe also the electrolytes.
That, and then because we are basically shifting from a carbon base to a silicon base, basically from metal wiring to fiber optics, you have to put in more silica. And so you have to get those vegetables in there, the foods that have the silica.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah. But you'll notice it. Because your brain is 90% water. You can't be making brain cells that look like raisins and think they're going to be functioning very well.
So, well, your whole body.
Well, yeah.
It is.
But your body, with what we're all trying to do, your body's going to decide where it needs it. So you may say, oh, I want to send all this for my brain. And you gave it 10 things and it got two. Because the body has to make sure the rest of it has it in that ratioing of balance.
Right.
And that's why you're going to try to upgrade a certain part, but some of the other pieces have to be upgraded first. And that's exactly what we're doing with our triads, so that we can go to the fifth one. We have to have all the rest of them all balanced and in sync at the same level.
Yeah. So.
And that's why some days you go, no, this is not functioning well.
Well, some days you have to take the day off.
Well, and I tell people, log your food. Log your water. I know just basics. You take your weight and you divide it in half, and that's how many minimal ounces you need. Now, if you've been out, you know, and it's hot, and it has been up here by us, all of a sudden you're dehydrated because you were in the water. You were in the pool. You were out, you know, sweating. It's hot. You need more than the minimal if you're going to upgrade. And so water's, you know, key. I measure mine out in water bottles in the morning, and then that's got to be gone by night because my brain's not going to track it.
Yeah.
We've got too many things.
I got mine too.
So I have to do some of these things to make me track it. So
thank you. Yeah. And I think the breath is very also important. Thank you for mentioning that.
So whenever things get intense, we hold our breath.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know. Some people pause on an inhale. Some people pause on an exhale. But you'll catch yourself and pause, and then that it doesn't work from there.
No.
Yes, and electrolyte Kelly talked about. I think Himalayan crystal salt I use is very good because that gives me electrolyte. And so I take that, I create a solate, like a saturated Himalayan salt crystal water, and put it in water, clean water, and I drink like a glass of water with the salty water, but it's, you know, not the regular salt. So this really works for me. It just gives me energy right away and brain.
Good.
Great.
We're creating completely new relationships with our bodies. Like, and everything that's old has got to go. Like, we can't process through our logical, rational mind like anymore. But there needs to be a way to just sort of let that go, you know, and allow the new way of being, you know, to kind of settle in and find its harmony and balance. And for me, that comes through the feeling state. I can, it's kind of hard to put, you know, language to it, but I can feel my soul spirit in my body now, like in a so much more just simplicity and clarity, you know. And I know that my dream state now, it's very sweet. Like, I don't know exactly everything that's going on from when I close my eyes till I wake up, but the feeling state is just sublime, you know. And it connects me with that vaster part of me, you know, which is just it's sort of a quiet joy. You know, it just feels like home, you know. And I think offering that in each moment that we're alive and breathing now is doing a lot for humanity and the earth, even if, you know, even our sense of tracking, some of us may be very good at tracking energy, but that has to shift also. You know, like, everything's in a state of flux right now, and it's just, I think about enjoying it, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it really, really is. Wow.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Anybody else on that subject?
No.
We need to go on.
I wanted to add something about the brain. If do we have time?
Yes, I was going to call on you, Kathleen. I saw your hand.
Oh.
Talk about that.
I was going to talk about the brain and the second triad anyway, so it all came full circle. Yeah, I think brain food is really, really important. I agree with what everyone else has said about that. What I discovered this morning, I was having a lot of trouble kind of sustaining the liquid light, the different forms of liquid light. And this morning I just was also in a lot of physical pain, which gets my attention. So then it gets me to sit on my cushion and do it, right? Do the work. And what I found were anomalies in the second triad preventing me from getting it up to 100%. So I almost had to go back to the anomaly class. And I took those crystal bars from my future self and she cleared them all out, especially in the medulla oblongata. And that was where there was pain. And then there was pain in my root chakra. And so both of those spots, as soon as I could get it up to 100%, I could clear it out my lower chakras. But it was like there was a program in my brain saying, oh no, you're not going to get any higher than whatever, 40%. It was really interesting to see what was there to keep me from that, you know? So now I know how the anomalies work. And Vera, I really encourage you, don't feel like it has to be linear. You know, I jump around. I find that I need to do some classes and then go back to what we just did. And that I too feel like I forget where I leave my phone or why I walked into the kitchen. You know, it's like we're doing such big work. It's hard to hold on to the cognitive function for the details. But I had like this big aha this morning about clearing the potential to make the light, clearing the what was blocking me from that, and then I could download it. It was really huge. It was a huge shift.
Wow.
Yeah, in our ascension process, I think in Theosophy it is that they call those ring pass knots, what you've just described.
They call them what?
Ring pass knots. NOTS. Oh. Yeah, and they're sort of, it's like our ascension is becoming more vast and coherent. And then we kind of bump our heads on this, you know, what's kind of in the way of that. And I think that's an ongoing process, as I understand, that we do. And it's all energetic. So we have to kind of just discern and it's very organic, right? The process of navigating with our cognition and our feeling states and our physicals right now.
Yeah.
I had a healer one time say, when you're clearing anything, to also say, she used to be a computer programmer and then she became an energy healer. And so she talks about healing like a computer. And she said, when you clear something, whether you're working on a person or you're working on yourself, that you also clear the auto reinstall program. So that, you know, because the anomalies are that tricky that it's like you pull it out. Kelly was talking a little bit about this a while ago. You go pull it out and there's another program that comes right in if we don't fill it with light right away, that reinstall, you know, like we have to just be, you know, really mindful of our creative power to say absolutely no, even to something that's going to reinstall and block, right? So is that kind of what you're saying, Jana?
It's that intention that we have. We always have to have ourselves, not let ourselves off the hook, so to speak. You know, we have to be vigilant and discerning about what's going on, you know, because, and in yoga tradition, they call those samskaras. They're those energetic bits and pieces like the ring pass knots that kind of fall under your radar of your default way of living. And so that needs to be just like, I like the bowling alley one, you know, where I know it sounds silly, but you know, you throw the ball and the pins are there and some of them fall down and then you've got this sweeper come down and pick up what you need and clear out, you know, give yourself a clean slate all the time. It's like a perpetual experience, I think. Yeah.
Right. Another thing about that is to also, when you remove something, fill the void with light. The liquid light or the nectar, wherever it is appropriate to fill that void so that it doesn't automatically reinstall.
Yeah, I can't count the number of times a day that I say Katumi's prayer. Mm-hmm. It's like, but a vast number of times a day. I'm in the energetics of Katumi's prayer. I find that very, very effective.
It's an awesome prayer, and it's a great reminder of who you are. So I hate to stop this conversation, but we do have several things we have to cover today.
So
with that, we will close this portion, and we will start the next portion of our class today. So the first thing we need to do is we need to get into our crucible. So if you take a deep breath.
Do they need to mute?
Take a couple of deep breaths. And center yourself. Kind of still your mind from the great conversation we've just had. Now set your Merkaba frequency at 150% light. Be aware of yourself as your brilliant light body. Travel now into the cosmic realms, to our crucible, our light temple crucible vortex. And we all begin to gather at the base of the steps. Now, as you ascend each step, be in a state of gratitude. First, gratitude for yourself. And the next step, for your sacred journey. Be in gratitude for this community. Be in gratitude for all the guides and teachers of light, magnificent beings who have been with us for a very long time. be in gratitude for the opportunity we have been given to make a difference. Now pass through the doors into the light temple. And as you cross the crystalline bridge, smell the fragrance of flowers. Enter the grand gathering chamber and take your seat. As you settle, find your still point. Now welcome the League of Gabriel and the League of Michael. Take a deep breath. Be present in the moment. We are the League of Gabriel and the League of Michael. And we are here to support you in this evolutionary process of your ascension into another level of mastery of light. We are delighted to be with you. Know that we never leave you unattended. There are many things that will happen along the way. Distortions in the technical, all the technical things that you use to communicate, especially in meeting times. In your daily life, things in your house break down. Some things need repairing. Some things need upgrading. Your body is in a vast state of upgrade. Be gentle, beloveds, with your body. Be gentle with yourself. Rest often. Now, view us encircling you, interwoven circle between both leagues, encircling your whole community, encircling you individually. Feel the golden Christed light begin to emanate through every part of your body. You have chosen a while back of your time to put your steps in the realm of Christ consciousness. You have chosen the path of Christ consciousness, because you are a Christed being of light. And we are here and will continue to be with you as long as you are in this body, to reflect to you your Christed nature and your Christed light as you reflect back into our community. We reflect to you in its perfection. Now, take a deep breath. Be very present in the moment. And we will begin. Before we welcome the Council of 12, it's important that we give you some foundational information. Before I do that, I meant to mention in our conversation about the different light frequencies. We have been asked to carry much higher frequencies of light within our field and within our bodies. In your day-to-day life, most often, if you can function at 100% light, that is quite a task for some, because there are constant interruptions, because you are also part of the collective consciousness of humans on Earth. And as you know, many portions of that human consciousness are functioning in third and fourth dimension. So you are affected by that in your day-to-day life. When we are in our crucible, when you are in your macabre field, and you are relaxed and you are centered, you can function at 150%. But it's important that you realize, don't put that pressure on you on a day-to-day basis when you're outside of the crucible, when you're outside of your Merkaba field and operating in day-to-day life in third dimension. Because to maintain 150% light, you put too much pressure on yourself, too much tension in the body. So come into that 150% light daily, if you can, in your meditation, in your quiet time. Go into your Merkaba vehicle and call that forth and sit in it for several minutes so that you know what that's like. You feel it in your body. You recognize it in your consciousness. But when you're at Walmart, when you're at the grocery store, and someone bumps into you, or you can't find what you're looking for, it's a normal response to get not upset. That's a different thing. But it's a little concerned or aggravated in a way. But you just say, oh, well, I'll go to another store, or maybe they'll have it next week. So that takes the tension off of the body and it doesn't drop. So you have to learn to navigate those day-to-day interruptions. And don't expect that you can operate at 150% light 100% of the time. We're not there yet. So I wanted to make that statement because I think a lot of people have expectations of themselves that can't be reached at this particular time. So let's move on to the teaching. In this foundational information that we've been given in the energetics to practice, there have been numerous light configurations that we have used and that we will be using continually. In the various teachings we have received in Seating of the Divine, and now in these master teachings, we have received energetic transmissions in a variety of light emanations from the creative realms of Source. These transmissions also emanate from the rays of creation. And many of you already recognize that. The different transmissions of light that I am speaking to you about come from the first three rays of creation. The first ray of creation is a massive ray that holds the creative energetics of the all that is. The second ray has a unique function in a stepping down the light energetics or accelerating the energetics of creative light. The third ray's creation purpose is to differentiate the mass of creative energetics so they can be used in specific creations in matter. Now, the first three rays of creation work together, and we have learned a lot of the rays, a lot of the energetics we use work together. The light templates, fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions, work together. So far, we have received creative light transmissions from the vast realm of source that are intended to be used as individual, as are us as individual creators. These undifferentiated light transmissions are not intended to be used for specific purposes, and that is why they are considered undifferentiated. This undifferentiated light was seated in our 11th chakra, where it could be drawn from as we created form, and within the second triad. The undifferentiated light is not outside of you. It is within you. It is your unified energetic system. So when you draw from that undifferentiated light, which is in your energetic system, you differentiate it with your intention and your purpose. We also receive light from the first, second, and third rays of creations as a holographic energy that was quite massive, but could be drawn from continually as we were continuously able to use what was contained in the energetics of the holograph. It was a gift that keeps on giving because these holographs can be used and drawn from time and time again, according to what your purpose is and your state of consciousness. It might be much different now than a year ago or 2 years ago. Another type of light transmission that was given was the light template. We unlocked the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates over the course of 5 years of sitting in the divine. Each of these light templates have multiple iterations. The purpose of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates has provided us with energetic patterns that guide us into an undistorted creative environment of fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. These light templates provide a cosmic glue to mend the fractures in our mental emotional body, which is our most valuable creative source. Next, we were given a quadratic configuration that also emanates from the three rays of creation. The purpose of this quadratic configuration of light emanation was to provide energetic consistency. In this teaching sequence, we are given specific light emanation from the rays of creation that will assist us to use the triadic upgraded system masterfully. The light emanations are transmitted in a configuration of a light prism. The light that is drawn from the rays of creation is configured within a light prism, which, when we receive it, a prism transmits light, but slows it down. The change in speed causes the light to change direction and bend. As a result, the different colors that make up white light become separated. This happens because each color has a particular wavelength, and each wavelength bends at a different angle. The light prism's function is to refract the mass of source light of the three rays of creation by slowing down the immense flow of this light and bending the direct straight flow of it as it passes into the light prism. This alters the speed of light as it enters the dense environment of matter. The light prism contains all of the colors of the rainbow, all of the creative color codes, as well as the sound codes that are needed in the upgrade that we are now receiving. Another function of this particular light prism configuration was to provide energetic frequencies so that everything that is taught at specific times can be received and integrated easily in such a refined environment. This environment provided us with the beginning ability to recognize and understand non-physical energetics of light. Now that I have described the different types of creative source light transmissions that we've received, let us welcome the Council of 12 to speak to us about the upgrades in our energetic triadic structure. Take a deep breath, centered in the moment, and welcome the Council of 12. Greetings. We are the Council of 12, and we are here to present another function of light configurations that will become most valuable to you in the creation as an individual creator of matter and light. The two have to go hand in hand. The upgrades in the first and second triads were necessary for us to proceed in upgrading the third and fourth triads. In this session, we will focus on the upgrade of the third triad. The third triad consists of the crown chakra, the soul star vortex, and the higher mind chakra. As the crown chakra opens wide and widens and stays open consistently, the flow of light prisms from the creative realms of source are drawn into the center channel of the fifth dimensional body. The influx of light prisms create a wide functional center channel of communication within the energetic system of both the light body and the physical body, operating within the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. Refined creative light prisms are seated in the Sacred Heart Center. The white luminous star tetrahedron that holds the consciousness of your soul spirit can now communicate to the soul continually. This communication enhances the availability of what is known and drawn through this channel that relates to the higher mind. Your individual higher mind was merged with the higher mind of source some time ago in your time. All communications of these light prisms are received in the crown, flow through the soul star vortex, which holds your individual soul spirit at the first moment that your spirit was given a prime directive, and begins to communicate to the individual soul and soul purpose for a specific life experience. Each chakra of the third triad is an invaluable communication light vortex that continually receives from the creative source realms. This communication is not limited to just one type of creative light influx. There are multiples of different kinds of light influxes that are transmitted from the first three rays of creation. The rays of creation are massive rays of creative energetics that are used for many diverse purposes. They are transmitted and distributed according to the purpose of any specific creation. The various type of creative light configurations that are communicated by the third triad is vital for the unified function of the upper seven physical chakras and the lower seven chakras, physical chakras. All the different light configurations are received and processed in the same progression. The light patterns are received in the crown chakra, processed through the soul star and the higher mind. Then they flow through the center channel of the Ka body, which is your fifth dimensional etheric body, and are seated in the sacred heart center, where they are used by the physical heart chakra to further enforce the element of love's presence in the human body. This open-ended progression of various types of creative light that stream from the third triad allows the white star tetrahedron to continually transmit increased wisdom and knowledge that relates to the soul experience in a human body. The wisdom and knowledge that is in the white star tetrahedron can then be drawn from and used in the second triad to create within form. The center channel continually transmits communication from the sacred heart to the first, second, and third chakras that are now part of your physical heart chakra and relate to your experience in a human body. The perpetual communication from your sacred heart center into your physical chakras flows through the center channel and then is seated in the earth star. The center channel carries light transmissions that can be transferred in a spiraling sequence in both directions. The center channel that is continually used as a communication conduit for the light transmissions is upgraded substantially since you first began to use it in the beginning of your primary teachings. The light prisms are accessible when used in the creative manifestation of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional physical human bodies. They provide multiple ways in which to create form within form. The constant flow of light prisms through the sacred heart center into your heart chakra expands a greater appreciation of yourself as a creative individual soul, spirit, and form that is created in the image and likeness of its source. This recognition alone provides healing in a fractured mental emotional body. The creative light prisms was a gift from source to accelerate your ascension path and keep you directly on the path. It has within its energetic composition all of the color codes, sound templates that you have used by differentiating the light and using the different codes for specific purposes. With the configuration of the light prisms, you are able to access them easily and precisely. The color and sound codes also emanate at a much more refined octave of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. They are magnetically balanced, so there is a continual equilibrium. The electrical charges that emanate from the human thought are automatically tempered to match the magnetic symmetry. The various wavelengths of the colors of the rainbow provide a coherent flow of color codes in the frequencies that are required for creation in matter. Because the light prisms regulate the many different speeds of light that emanate from the creative realms, it provides a coherent and ease in your creation. There are no spikes or distorted energies in your creations. The light prism also has an autonomic function that is very valuable to you. We have asked you to create and hold within your energetic system higher frequencies of light. When you are within the light vortex of your upgraded cosmic crucible, you are able to hold a light frequency of 150%. In your daily life, many times outside influences cause the light frequency to drop. The autonomic function allows you, of this light prism allows you to maintain a continual integration and understanding of various teachings and energetics that are transmitted to you. If your light frequency drops below 150%, you will still be able to use the concepts and the energetics coherently, but in the frequency range that you are currently holding. This is a gift that prevents you from misunderstanding a process and miscreating with it. What a gift you have been given. Use it. Let us now discuss the upgrade of the third triad and how that triad becomes a bridge between the physical chakras and the non-physical chakras. In the 2019 Light Conference, you co-facilitated the activation of the magenta lotus that sits above the crown chakra of your third triad. This magnificent, radiant, thousand-petal lotus holds vast memory codes of your mastery. Because each one of you has a precise iteration of this wonderful magenta lotus, those memory codes are specific to you. In the 2019 conference, you received a refined iteration of the magenta color codes from the central sun. They were transmitted into the fourth triad in a continual circular motion. You directed the magenta color code into your thousand petal lotus, into your third triad, filling your third triad with this refined magenta code. Take a deep breath here. notice in your field that beautiful magenta lotus. Floating above your crown, how radiant it is, how accessible it is. Now, with your intention, activate your memory codes as the magenta light is infusing your entire body system with more light. This includes all of your functioning DNA strands, helixes, and light packets. Take a deep breath. Now pay attention. These refined color codes that were transmitted from the central sun, from the creative realms of source, were presented in specific light configurations of a prism. However, at that time, you were not conscious of it. You were not conscious enough to use it accurately. But now you are. Because of the presence of the second ray of creation, the prism configuration of light has the capacity to step down or accelerate the color code energetics, simply by implementing a different color code. The prism configuration of light allows for the codes within the magenta color to be used in multiple ways. The code can be accelerated or change its color entirely for a specific purpose in your creation. For example, part of that magenta coding is a blue color code, which relates to the emotions and brings the emotions up to a higher refined state. So you are specific in your creation when you do that. You direct the color code according to your needs at any particular time. The prism also contains sounds that are related to the color code. Many of these sounds cannot be heard by the human ear. Nevertheless, they are still a potent enhancement to any creation. Your personal sound code that was imprinted in your soul spirit is a valuable part of your energetic system as a creator of light in form. Take a deep breath. As the magenta color codes circulate throughout the third and fourth triads, they facilitate the many holographic light frequencies that were used in several previous teachings throughout Sitting of the Divine. And those holographs turn back on. These holographs can now be accessed by you at a higher frequency because you have an accelerated state of consciousness and the energetics to use what can be found in these holographs. Can you see how valuable this is to you as you review this next few weeks, the third and fourth triad? Breathe. Notice how this magenta color code moves down the center channel of the body, where it enters the second triad. Observe the seed crystals in the center of your physical head. See how the magenta has altered the brilliance of these seed crystals as they continually reflect the light. The seed crystals are now humming at more than one tone. There's a universal tone, a galactic tone, a cosmic tone, and finally, your personal tones that you received when your prime directive, color codes, and sound codes were given to you. This is important for you to remember now. Your personal energetic upgrade are equally as important as the upgrades we have been talking about. You are the master creator in form that uses all of these light configurations. They are the tools of your trade, so to speak. Deep breath. The magenta lotus sits between the crown chakra and the soul star for a specific purpose. It carries your master memory codes. The soul star communicates these memory codes to you through the voice of your soul as they are needed in your creations. Now, that voice may be, if you are clairaudient, a voice. It may be a knowing that you have drawn from the wisdom of that soul. It may be a vision. Whatever is what you use to draw into your consciousness and awareness. You have the capacity to use color, sound, and various light configurations to be a master creator in form. The vast, undifferentiated light is now seated in your body. When you differentiate it for use in your triadic system, the triadic system creates unity between the physical and the non-physical realms of creation. You now are learning to merge the non-physical with the physical. This is the direction of your path, beloveds. You are beginning to recognize and travel in non-physical ways that affect your physical consciousness. So much has been given in these last few communications. So it will require of you integration time, but it will require of you much of your physical time. So here is where you make your choice about what is really important. And you can manage life in a physical body and creations from the non-physical realms. You are a capable master creator. We would like to complete this session by talking about the importance of the bridging system that is now in play because of the many upgrades that have been made. The first bridge is created by the presence of the magenta thousand petal lotus that floats above the crown in a space between the crown and the soul star. It provides memory codes that your soul carries as a creator in form. It also carries refined color and sound codes from the many light emanations that are transmitted from the all that is. The third triad also contributes to the bridging of the third and fourth triads because it continually transmits unifying energetic communication between the first seven chakras, the physical chakras, and the non-physical aspects of the second seven chakras that are above the physical body. The center column of the body is enhanced by the various configurations that are received and then are transmitted through the crown chakra and sent down through the center channel of the body. The bridging of the third and fourth triads unifies the entire 14 chakra system. There will be another bridge that you will create when it is time to activate the fifth triad. There is much yet to do in the third and fourth triads, as well as the first and second. So take a deep breath now. And let us guide you into receiving a beautiful prism of light from the creative realms. Be very centered in your body. Very centered in your sacred heart center. Notice how your crown is open, wide, for many of you, that third chakra opening is the entire circumference of your cranium, your top, your physical crown center. Notice also that center column that extends from your soul star all the way through your body and is anchored in your earth star, What a valuable communication center this is. Now draw from the creative realms of Source and pull in this beautiful emanation of a prism of light. Notice how it comes directly into that beautiful, open, anticipating crown chakra. As it enters the crown chakra, it flows then into the soul's star, where it is received. And further processed through the higher mind as it is merged with the mind of the all that is. From there, it flows down the center channel of the body into the first triad, into the Sacred Heart Center, where it is used by the luminous white star tetrahedron and the beautiful sapphire blue star tetrahedron. It then flows into the Earth Star, where it radiates all of the functions of that Earth Star that can be seen and received by the elemental community of Earth. And that can be drawn from the Sacred Heart of the Earth. As you receive this gift of Source, in this particular configuration, and you anchor it in the Earth Star, you gift it to Mother Earth. And the elemental community. It doesn't negate any effect you can get from the fullness of this light prism. It has an unlimited light emanation, creative light emanation that can never dwindle or be less effective. Now return your consciousness into your Sacred Heart Center, into the first triad. And see how magnificent that light prism radiates a creative energetic that is most usable and can be drawn from continually in the functioning of all parts of that first triad, all parts of the second triad, all parts of the third triad, and all parts of the fourth triad. Be in gratitude for the gift you have been given and the upgrade that has begun in your energetic system. It will take you some time to integrate all of this and use it. And you integrate it by using it. You can't just be sitting there listening to a recording or seeing the energetics move. You have to use it in the second triad, so that you learn how valuable it is and how usable it is in your creations as an individual creator, not only of light, but creator of form. You will alter substantially the consciousness of your body by using this particular light configuration in the second triad. And notice how effective that autonomic function of the light prism is, in that you have an understanding. Once you leave here, you don't lose anything. Once you exit this crucible, the understanding and the energetics availability to you will always be there. And with that, beloveds, we will close our session at this time. Blessings.